then what advantage does the Jew have? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, because first of all they were entrusted with the revelations of Elohim. For what if some were without faith? Will their lack of faith nullify the faithfulness of Elohim? May it never be. Yes, let Elohim be found true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that you might be justified in your words and might prevail when you come into judgment. But if our unrighteousness commends the righteousness of Elohim, what will we say? Is Elohim unrighteous who inflicts wrath? I speak like men do. May it never be, for then how will Elohim judge the world? For if the truth of Elohim through my lie abounded to his glory, why am I also still judged as a sinner? Why not as we are slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let's do evil that good may come? Those who say so are justly condemned. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no way. For we previously warned both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous. No, not one. Is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks after Elohim. They have all turned away. They have together become unprofitable. There is no one who does good. No, not so much as one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of vipers is under their lips. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. The way of peace they haven't known. There is no fear of Elohim before their eyes. Now we know that whatever things the Torah says, it speaks to those who are under the Torah, that every mouth may be closed, and all the world may be brought under the judgment of Elohim. Because by the works of the Torah, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For through the Torah comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the Torah, a righteousness of Elohim has been revealed, being testified by the Torah and the prophets. Even the righteousness of Elohim through faith in Yahushua Messiah to all and on all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of Elohim, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Messiah Yahushua, whom Elohim sent to be an atoning sacrifice through faith in his blood, for a demonstration of his righteousness through the passing over of prior sins, in Elohim's forbearance, to demonstrate his righteousness at this present time, that he might himself be just and the justifier of him who has faith in Yahushua. Where then is the boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith. We maintain, therefore, that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the Torah. Or is Elohim of Jews only? Isn't he Elohim of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also. Since indeed there is one Elohim who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then nullify the Torah through faith? May it never be. No, we establish the Torah.